Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of God, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life, to take you off the broad way and put you on the straight and narrow way into heaven. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with our Holy Ghost-filled powerful ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we are here on radio preaching the gospel to all of you that's out there in the free world, as well as those of you that's behind prison bars, to let you know what Jesus can do. Because there's power in the name of Jesus to destroy the works of the devil. Praise God. We have a powerful message this month. We know this is December. Praise the Lord. Amen. Of 2023. Praise God. Christmas is the biggest holiday of the year. Praise the Lord. So much goes into the 25th day of December. And we take this time to recognize the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Knowing they were born into this world to do the will of his Father, that is, to open up a way so that we can make it to the kingdom of heaven. Praise the Lord. And we're going to be celebrating his birthday all this month. We'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message all during the month of December. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast all during the month of December as we celebrate the birthday of Jesus Christ. Praise God. I'm telling you, at the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. People need Jesus. Yes, they do. Our world needs Jesus. Look at the violence in our cities and towns. How that people in the streets, how that they act like they don't have time to get to where they're going. Driving so much in a rush. Doing things like they don't have time to wait. But when Christ comes on the inside of your life, he calls you to take time to live your life and enjoy living. Because Jesus brings peace. He satisfies you. And when he satisfies you, you can be thankful for what you have in life. People are so unthankful. We just celebrated Thanksgiving Day back in November. And people don't take time to thank the Lord. Don't take time to praise him. But when Christ comes in you, he give you a praise on the inside to help you to appreciate all the blessings that he has given you all down through in the year. I'm telling you, praise God. Jesus is the reason for the season. That's the reason why we celebrate Christmas. That's the reason why we have goodwill to all men, not only during December, but from January to November, 12 months of the year, we'll be able to have goodwill unto all men and treat others like we want to be treated. Because Christ on the inside makes the difference. I'm telling you, praise God. Jesus comes on the inside, put love in your heart. He takes out hatred. So much hatred in our world today. Look at over in the Middle East with the fighting going on between Israel and the Arab world. how that the Arabs can't stand the Jews. And the Jews is fighting the Arabs. That been going on since Sarah and Hagar back during Abraham's time. But I want to let you know, when Christ come on the inside of you, he put love in your heart to show goodwill to your brother and your sister. Have love in your heart. Yes, he will. When Christ come on the inside. Praise God. We can't go to heaven when you've got, amen, hatred in your heart against your neighbor. I'm telling you, praise God. You got to have some love and have a forgiving spirit and forgive. Praise the Lord. Amen. Christ calls you to have a forgiving spirit. Calls you to forgive people. When people hold grudges in their heart against others, hold hatred in their heart against people, it causes them to suffer in their bodies with sickness and diseases. It causes them to come down in life. But when you forgive, because the Bible said, confess your faults one to another. You need to let go all these grudges. Forgive others. Show love one to another. Treat people the way you want to be treated, so that you'll be able to have fellowship with God. And the Lord will bless you, because there won't be no division between you and your Savior. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Jesus makes the difference when he comes on the inside of a person. He changes your insides, causes you to live according to the Bible. The world done forgot about the Bible. They act like the Bible don't apply to them. But I got news to let you know. This word is going to judge you whether you live by it or don't. So I advise you to live by this word. And get in the Word of God and receive Christ as your Savior. You'll be glad you did. Praise God. Amen. That's good for introduction, Missionary Velvet. Let's go to Galatians 4 and 4. Let's see what Paul said about this, amen, wonderful birth.
But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions of sons.
Amen. Now, Jesus came into the world to deliver us from the curse of the law. The Bible says, Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. We were born in sin. Therefore, death was our punishment. But Jesus came down here so that we can escape the penalty of death. We can be able to live and not die. I'm telling you, praise God. Jesus is our Savior. He's our deliverer. He come to redeem us from the hands of Satan. He come to set us free so that we'll be able to live and serve God in holiness and in righteousness all the days of your life. Not just some days, but every day. Because Christ will set you free from the bondage of sin.
That's right.
I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. St. John 8:36 said, he that the Son set free is free indeed.
Amen.
Christ will give you a deed to your freedom. Amen. Praise the Lord. People need to take time to work your salvation out. People don't take time to get saved. They jump and call that they got it. Some people have a nerve to say they got the Holy Ghost. But when testing time come, when trials and tests come your way, you don't have enough to stand. Therefore, people make excuses to justify themselves. Preachers make excuses to justify themselves. That's because they never got delivered. They never got saved. They never actually received Christ. But when Jesus come on the inside of you and take a seat in your soul,
He'll fix it so you can live right from January to December, year after year. That's the reason why I preach, repent. Ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins. Then pray. Don't just get up and act like you done did all you need to do. And some people think they get the Holy Ghost and that's it. But go back to the altar and continue to pray and ask the Lord to sanctify you through the blood so that you can get what I'm talking about. Get enough that you can able to live right. Able to stand. I'm telling you, praise God. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast because this is going to be a powerful, deep message. Let's get ready for the prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the opening of today's message. Lord, look on people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Breathe in their soul and sanctify them wholly. Put their joy in there. Put their peace and love in the heart. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the coronavirus, the flu bug. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal and deliver by the power of God. Go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you come to deliver them and change their lives and make them set them free. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praising the Lord is so good. He loves every one of you, and he wants what's best for you. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you to prosper and have hope, especially during this season, the reason for the season. Those that are in the free world, we thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Remember that God loves you too and wants what's best for you, and he have a blessing with your name on it. Remember, he loved with the everlasting love, and we do too. We thank you, Lord. This is the Christmas and holiday season, and the Ella Holmes and I want to pray that you have, may your Christmas be joyful, peaceful, and bright. Matthew 1:21 says, she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin. There was a reason why Jesus was born for you and I, so that we can have peace, joy, and happiness, and be free in this present world, and be ready to go with Jesus when he comes. So may God bless you, but most of all, remember the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, whatsoever God has promised, he will perform it. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself as we go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And also, we will pray for you. And those you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. To this broadcast, it's Chaplain William Owen, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.